A plaque outside an unassuming brown building near the Wawona Hotel in Yosemite reads Chinese Laundry. For years, few people knew anything about it, but now the stories of how Chinese immigrants were instrumental in establishing the park's infrastructure are coming to life. KVPR Sarith Hawk has this story.
Ranger Adam Ramsey, the supervisor for Wawona District Interpretation, was one of the researchers who pored over archives in Yosemite's library to find names and dates connected to the Chinese Laundry building.
And so the first thing that people see when they walk in are these first exhibits here.
Inside are exhibits and some artifacts detailing the early history of Chinese immigrants in Yosemite.
The building was originally constructed as a laundry facility for the Wawona Hotel.
The laundry operated from 1918 to the early 1930s. The people who worked here were primarily Chinese immigrants who came to California during the gold rush. The building itself has been restored and was just rededicated and unveiled in October. Ramsey says the goal when it reopens in April is to recreate the interior to look like a laundry facility from the time period. Many of the details came from a member of the Washburn family who established the Wawona community. The family hired mostly Chinese immigrants, and the daughter of the hotel owner, Wawona Washburn, kept detailed journals.
First-hand accounts of what it was like in this building. Wawona Washburn very specifically writing that she watched them taking irons off of a wood-burning stove and using them to iron clothes and sheets.
Those very same stoves are still here, but looking much different.
You can see they're in kind of a rough state. They were sitting outside for decades.
Ramsey believes the stoves may have been outside for as long as 80 years. The stoves will be restored as part of next year's project. In another corner of the exhibit, a large and sturdy wooden handcart is sectioned off. Ramsey says it's an example of what many Chinese immigrants used to build some of Yosemite's main roads.
You can get from Fresno to Yosemite Valley in less than 3 hours because Chinese workers hauled this cart around and tools and built it all by hand. Pretty amazing.
That's another big part of Yosemite's untold history. The hundreds of Chinese workers who built main roads like Tioga and Wawona.
The whole route between here and Yosemite Valley is just this really improbable, twisty, turvy road.
Ramsey says these workers built the road during the winter using blasting powder and hand tools such as pickaxes and shovels, and finished it in just 4.5 months.
The speed at which they pulled it off, I think, is a real testament to the skill of the workers who did this.
Honoring memories was the driving force that helped fund this history project. 86-year-old Sandra Yi and her husband donated the first pot of money that was used to start the project.
I just feel so great to be part of that.
Yi recalled her family's deep history with Yosemite. Her parents were Chinese immigrants who ran a small grocery business during the Depression. Yi says after saving up enough money to take their first family vacation, her father decided to go to Yosemite.
He just was blown away by how majestic and how magnificent Yosemite was.
It was then, Yi says, Yosemite became a huge part of her family's life.
He swore from that year on that he was going to return to Yosemite every single summer. And you know, he did.
Yi says her dad eventually saved enough money to buy a small cabin in Yosemite. And the laundry building was something she always passed by.
There was this building that was completely neglected at the beginning of the road. And we were told then that it was a Chinese laundry.
Yi credits some of Yosemite's rangers like Yen Yen Chan, who did detailed research on the Chinese in Yosemite. Yi says she knew it was a project she wanted to be a part of. As members of the Yosemite Conservancy, Yi and her husband were able to make an impact with donations.
My husband and I wanted to do something not only to commemorate my parents' love for Yosemite and the legacy they left for our family, but also to memorialize the Chinese, early Chinese who did such monumental work.
A former California State Park superintendent, Jack Hsu, found out about the hidden history 10 years ago in a video by the Yosemite Conservancy, a nonprofit partner that funds special projects.
The Chinese first arrived here in great numbers in 1848.
And that video said so much about the Chinese contributions that I had never heard about.
He was also inspired to make an annual pilgrimage in Yosemite.
I made a commitment to at least hike up Sing Peak 10 times.
Sing Peak is named after a famous backcountry chef, Tai Sing, who was pivotal to the park's history, hosting dignitaries who came to visit. The 10th hike will happen next summer when Hsu turns 70.
People expect to have the pilgrimage now. They anticipate it. They want to have it to happen again.
Hsu says he now feels more a part of the park's history.
And I believe it does have an effect on how all Americans see Chinese Americans, that we're not foreigners, that Chinese have been a part of the fabric of this country, have contributed towards it for many, many generations.
A Yosemite spokesperson says it's the park's responsibility and privilege to retell the stories of those who worked and found a new life here. A future project will focus on the narratives of Buffalo soldiers, black soldiers segregated in the U.S. Army who established many of the backcountry trails still used today. For KVPR News, I'm Sarith Hawk.